You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Chippewa Valley residents held rallies in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls on Friday, sharing warnings of further rural hospital closures if Medicaid is cut in the federal budget. It's been over a year since the abrupt closures of the HSHS hospitals, and area residents are still struggling with reduced access to health care as plans for new hospitals develop. One former doctor attending the Chippewa Falls rally warned that rural hospitals often treat lower-income residents and heavily rely on Medicaid funding, known as Badger Care in Wisconsin, to remain operational. Menominee residents have a new option for a scenic overlook following the completion of a nearly $2 million project at the Hydro Dam and Tainter Gate Historic Overlook Plaza. Last week, XL Energy held a ribbon cutting to honor the completion of the project that began in 2023. Officials say the main goal of the project was to stabilize the dam and prevent the embankment from suffering erosion damage, but the project also offered the opportunity to create a new overlook for residents to enjoy. The renovated dam should be operational for another 100 years. A Balsam Lake man has officially been charged a year after his wife was killed in a UTV crash in Polk County. According to court documents, 55-year-old Frank Stewart is now charged with homicide by negligent operation of a motor vehicle. His wife's death was originally described as the result of a fall, but a doctor at St. Croix Regional Medical Center told authorities the woman's injuries were inconsistent with a fall. A subsequent investigation led to conflicting accounts of the incident, and Stewart allegedly confessed to the true circumstances of the crash. With just days to go until the deadline to approve a new biennial budget, Republicans in the state Senate don't appear to be in agreement on a plan. A new biennial budget must be signed by July 1st, or spending levels will remain the same as they were under the last biennial budget. Some Republicans, like State Senator Chris Kapenga of Waukesha, say they may be better off with the old budget to avoid giving Governor Tony Evers a chance to use his partial veto power. Governor Evers previously used the partial veto to increase school funding for 400 years. The state legislature voted to advance a bill that would classify drivers for delivery and rideshare apps as independent contractors. The legislation is aimed at allowing those drivers to access a statewide benefits portal through which employers could contribute to health care and retirement accounts. Critics of the bill say these companies are not required to make contributions to the portal, so the included benefits for the drivers are not guaranteed. Union officials also oppose the bill, saying drivers deserve baseline employment standards like minimum wage. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is assuring residents that hospitals are required to provide life-saving abortion care when necessary. The reassurance comes following a statement by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services that rescinds previous guidance on enforcing the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act, or EMTALA. According to a press release from DHS Secretary Kirsten Johnson, the update to federal guidance will not change the requirement in Wisconsin, and hospitals are still obligated to offer necessary emergency care. The city of Eau Claire plans to implement new parking rules in the downtown area, but officials are still deciding on how to do it. City officials shared the two plans with residents on Thursday, hoping to gather some public input on the matter before raising it in the city council next month. One plan would see a gradual implementation of paid parking in the downtown area beginning this summer. The other would see all paid parking in the area implemented simultaneously in January. With the latter plan, the city would also hire a parking administrator to oversee the changes. A Ladysmith man has been sentenced to prison after stealing over $100,000 from his employer. According to Rusk County court documents, 27-year-old Lucas Jones was accused of stealing ATM cash deposits while an employee of the market at Ladysmith. The thefts occurred between May and December of last year, and authorities say he admitted to taking the money. He was sentenced to 4 years in prison and 3 years of extended supervision, and was also ordered to pay nearly $76,000 in restitution to the business. Republican state lawmakers have proposed legislation that would change the way the school voucher program is funded. The bill would use the state's general purpose revenue to fund school vouchers rather than state aid and local property taxes. Proponents of the legislation say it would provide property tax relief to residents and could increase state funding for public schools. Critics of the proposal, including Governor Tony Evers, raised concerns about the possibility of choice schools receiving more funding than the state's public schools. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority announced over $2.5 million in funding for workforce housing developments across the state on Thursday. The funding comes from the Vacancy to Vitality and Infrastructure Access Loan programs, which specifically aim to develop much-needed workforce housing. Most of the funding will be allocated to three workforce housing projects, including over $560,000 for a 27-unit workforce housing development in Chippewa County. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers are back home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers and Pittsburgh Pirates beginning a three-game series at American Family Field tonight. The Brewers went from a 9-3 lead over the Twins yesterday to a 9-8 win thanks to closer Trevor McGill, manager Pat Murphy.
When leverage guys come in with a big margin, sometimes things are different. That's kind of the story of that. But they held it together, and McGill was terrific. You know, McGill was terrific.
NBA, Kevin Durant traded to the Houston Rockets in a blockbuster deal with the Phoenix Suns. The Oklahoma City Thunder, 103-91, to win their first NBA title. The Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton suffering a torn Achilles in the first quarter. Racing, Alex Palou winning the XPEL Grand Prix at Road America on a very hot day at Elkhart Lake.
It was a crazy race. It was a crazy race for us. At moments, I thought we were losing a ton of positions and we were making. It was a tough race for everybody.
That's Indy driver Alex Palou with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Danny Boyle is back with the release of 28 Years Later, his long-awaited third installment of the 28 Days franchise. In a recent article in Variety, the Slumdog Millionaire Oscar-winning director says, due to cultural appropriation, he probably couldn't direct a film like Slumdog Millionaire nowadays, but says he's okay with that and that he would want a young Indian director to have that opportunity to tell the story. What a cool dude. Boyle's other credits include Trainspotting and 127 Hours. Timothy Oliphant is on a roll. The star of Justified has a new show on Apple TV Plus called Lucky, where he stars opposite Anna Taylor-Joy. But Oliphant wasn't done. He still managed to find room in his calendar to join the cast of another Apple show called Stick, alongside Owen Wilson. The Emmy-nominated Oliphant will next be seen in FX's Alien Earth, which drops in August, and he will join a new Peacock show called Five Star Weekend. Cha-ching. Believe it or not, Hollywood is making a sequel. In this case, it is the fourth in a series of Meet the Parents films. The Hollywood Reporter says Owen Wilson has officially signed on to the project, joining Ben Stiller, Robert De Niro, Terry Polo, and newcomer to the cast, Ariana Grande. It's always nice to have a fresh face. Paramount Pictures is teaming up with Universal for the latest installment, which is co-written by John Hamburg, who also co-wrote the previous three films and will direct this new chapter. If you listen to Nightlight here on the Civic Media Radio Network, you've probably heard me talk about this franchise quite a bit, as it was started by frequent guest and writer Greg Gliena, whose $50,000 independent film ended up at Universal Studios and is now one of the highest-grossing live-action comedy franchises ever. Meet the Parents is expected to hit theaters Thanksgiving of 2026. What is most often referred to as the first summer blockbuster turned 50 on Friday. Jaws, the movie that made people even scared to go into swimming pools, was released on June 20th, 1975. According to Variety, the film brought as much drama behind the scenes as it did to the big screen. Director Steven Spielberg was just 27 years old at the time he was put in charge of a film that ended up grossly over budget and ended up being 100 days behind schedule. The original budget was $8 million and ended up ballooning to a paltry, at least by today's standards, $16 million. According to Variety, Spielberg says he was often worried he would be replaced as the studio blamed him in part for the extravagant cost overruns. Spielberg, for authenticity's sake, insisted on shooting in actual open waters off Martha's Vineyard. To this day, Spielberg calls the project an impossible effort. There are those that say Jaws changed the movie business, and some think it's for the worse. Fun fact, the Jaws shark was designed by current Marinette resident Rusty Wolf. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy with highs in the low to mid 80s today, and then we do have a chance of thunderstorms later this afternoon into this evening. Some of those could be strong to severe with hail, wind, even a tornado possible. So stay weather aware later today. Scattered thunderstorms mid-60s tonight, showers in the mid to upper 70s tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 82.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.